The problem then of the Jewish calendar was to align between the lunar year and the solar year. And this was done by every few years adding a 13th month to the year, so that every time, let's say, Passover started creeping back into the winter, we would add, just prior to Passover, a 13th month, moving it again back into spring. In ancient times, the decision to proclaim such a leap year was taken by recognized authorities. These authorities might have been connected to the temple in Jerusalem prior to its destruction, and afterwards connected to some sort of rabbinic institution. The problem was that different bodies and different persons or authorities often claimed the right to regulate the calendar. And this led to some major clashes within the world Jewish community. For instance, the Jews of Babylonia and the rabbis of Babylonia and the rabbis of Palestine a number of times clashed among themselves who has the right to determine the Jewish calendar. In Second Temple times, various Jewish sects maintained a radically different calendar. For instance, some of the Dead Sea Scrolls suggest the existence of an almost purely solar calendar that consisted of 354 days. They did this because they wanted the year to have exactly 52 weeks. And the authors of some books that were written in the Second Temple period, such as the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jubilees, also maintained such a calendar. In the 4th century, pressure was placed on the Jewish calendar for the first time by an outside source, and this was the young Christian church. And the reason for this was very interesting. Some Christian groups in the Eastern Roman Empire would wait until the Jews proclaimed their Passover to know when to celebrate Easter, because Easter happened on Passover. And this created a very uncomfortable situation. Does that mean that we have to wait until some rabbis gather together, we in the church have to wait until some rabbis in Tiberias gather together to proclaim their calendar for us to know when to celebrate Easter? And as a result, two things took place. On the one hand, the church council of Nicaea in 325 gathered, and one of its goals was to determine a fixed day for Easter that would not be dependent on the Jewish calendar anymore. And sure enough, they came up with that date, and it would be the first Sunday after a full moon in the spring equinox. By doing this, of course, they severed for all time any connection between Passover and Easter, because Passover always falls on the day of the full moon. Falls in the middle of the lunar month, which is a day of a full moon. If you say that Easter will fall on the first Sunday after the full moon, you have removed any connection between the two. And at the same time, we read of pressure being placed on the authorities that were involved not only in the proclaiming of the Jewish calendar, but then in announcing to the diaspora communities about this calendar. This, by the way, is a very interesting phenomenon. Once decisions were made in Palestine regulating the calendar, how did the Jewish diaspora find out about this? Because it was done on an ad hoc basis, every month and then every year. And we know that in antiquity, at least for those countries in the immediate vicinity of Palestine, we know that they received word through a system of flares or flames that were lit at the tops of mountaintops from Jerusalem towards Jericho, and then from Jericho up the Jordan Valley, and into Syria, and into Iraq. And you only needed to put people on the tops of mountains one day of the month. And that was the 9th between the 29th and the 30th of that particular month, because a month would always be either 29 days or 30 days. Ultimately, that system changed for obvious reasons, and messengers were sent out. And we hear that in the 4th century, all sorts of interference was being run against these messengers. And clearly by the 4th century, there was a need within the Jewish community to establish a fixed calendar. And this fixed calendar, according to tradition, was established by one of the patriarchs in Palestine, one of the heads of the rabbinic community, somewhere around the year 359 CE. And from that time on, Judaism had a fixed calendar. You knew in advance when there would be a leap year and so on. Although, some centuries later, there were still a few skirmishes between Babylonia and Palestine regarding the calendar. It is a very, very crucial issue because the calendar really manifests Jewish leadership. The officials, the institution that regulated the calendar, basically regulated Jewish life throughout the world. So that in a normal year, it was decided there would always be 12 months, but every few years, and there was a system that was developed, a 13th month would be inserted as a leap year.